Blog Talk Radio. Right on target with what we're going to discuss, because tonight we're going to talk about your vision, and your mission statement. And then next week, we're going to begin to outline your actual goals document, the goals document that you're going to use to accomplish whatever it is you want. And I'll explain a very proven, effective method for designing your goals. So that'll be next week. And I also have a very nice surprise for next week, and I'm going to let it be a surprise. That's all I'm going to say about that. So with that, let's just go ahead and jump right into tonight's discussion, which is designing your vision and your mission statement to accomplish your goal. Now, you know what it is that you want to accomplish, right? So you know me. I'm always going to ask you to write something down. So what I want you to do is get out your pen and paper. Hopefully you already had out your pen and paper because you know I was going to ask you to write something down. And I want you to write down your goal. What is it that you want to accomplish? And I want you to also put the time frame. What do you want to accomplish? Is it within the next 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, or 12 months? I want you to go ahead and take a minute and write that down for me now, please. Go ahead and take a few minutes and write down the goal you want to accomplish and the time frame that you want to accomplish it in, okay? Now, after you have that written down and you also have the time frame that you want to accomplish it in, I now want you to think about visualizing whatever that is that you wrote down. And I'm going to ask you to do a quick exercise because this is very important when we're designing our goals. Whatever your goal is, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to envision your goal. So I want you to close your eyes for me now, and I want you to see yourself at the pinnacle of success. I want you to see yourself already having accomplished your goal. You're at the pinnacle of success. I want you to feel it. I want you to see it. I want you to be it. And I want you to really become one with that vision. So I want you to close your eyes and do that for me now. Now, as you're visualizing your goal, I want you to really feel the energy that comes along with that. During the day, when you're doing your affirmations, I don't know if you've decided to do your affirmations when you first get up in the morning or if you've decided to do your affirmations in the middle of the day or it's nighttime or whatever you've decided, but whenever you do your affirmations, I want you to include with your affirmations that visualization that you just did. I want you to have that vision in your mind. As you're doing your affirmations, I want you to see yourself accomplishing that goal. And your affirmations could include a statement around that goal. For instance, if your goal is to lose 20 pounds within 6 months or 3 months or whatever your goal is, I want you to see yourself at that lighter new weight. And I want you to say, I am a healthy weight. I am successful. I am happy. I am healthy. I am strong. I want you to say whatever it is in the present. Make sure your affirmations are present-based. Don't do the future-based, I will be or I will have. Make sure they are present. I am. I do. So I want you to do that as you visualize your goal. Now, vision and mission. Your vision statement is what you ultimately want. That's going to be the statement that you are going to write down in your journal. And, you know, like I said, we don't want to make the mistake of jumping right into the goal. We miss the reason why we set the goal in the first place. And that is to fulfill whatever your vision is. That is to fulfill a specific thing that you want to accomplish. So that's why we're having this discussion, not to move straight from action to, straight from having a goal into action. You want to make sure that that you have a purpose and everything is aligned the way it should be. So you should have your purpose, because we discussed that when we talked about mindset and your attitude and what it is that you want and all of those things. So your purpose plus your vision and your goal and your action and your commitment, that's what's going to get you to the success place that you want to be. So your goal statement is going to be whatever, however you want to word it, that describes where you're trying to get to, what you're trying to accomplish. Your vision statement is your what. So, for instance, I will give you an example. My company, C. Holloway Hill Enterprises, my vision statement is to be a world-class leader in providing personal and professional development consulting. That's my vision statement. That's my ultimate goal. That's what I want to accomplish this year, next year, and the year after, and every year thereafter. And each year, I want to get better and better, and I want to touch more and more people. So that is my ultimate vision. Whatever your goal is, you have to have a vision statement surrounding your goal. Some people may just have a short-term goal, and then you may have a long-term goal, and that's perfectly okay, because sometimes people don't accomplish their goals because they're too big and the mountain is just too high to climb. But if you can cut it down into manageable chunks, then it becomes more doable. So if you'd like to do it that way, that is very effective as well. If you want to envision a smaller version of your ultimate goal, then do that. Then I want you to write down a vision statement for what you currently are going after for the next 3 or 6 months, and then your ultimate vision statement for what you ultimately want to have overall. And that's what I just read to you, which is what mine is. It's to be a world-class leader in providing personal and professional development consulting. That's my overall goal. Each year, I have something more specific. This year, I want to reach individuals in the community. Last year, I wanted to reach individuals in the workplace. So that's how I break mine down into manageable chunks, and that's how you can break yours down into manageable chunks. If you're trying to accomplish the goal of weight loss, then you can work on your exercise regimen for the next month, 30 days, or you can work on your diet regimen for the next 30 days, or both. So you can design it however you want to design it. This is your plan. This is your vision. This is how you are going to design to accomplish your goal for your own success. So there's no right or wrong way to design a vision statement. There's no right or wrong way to accomplish your goal. It's whatever works for you. So I want you to write down in 3 sentences or less whatever your vision is for your goal. Whatever your goal is, if it's to lose weight, then your vision statement may look something like, within the next 3 months or within the next 6 months, I want to have 20 pounds of weight gone. That could be your vision statement, something that simple. Or if you want to have an ultimate vision statement, which is not just a manageable piece, not just a portion, but your ultimate vision statement could be something like, my perfect weight is 50 pounds lighter than what I am right now, and my ultimate goal is to be 50 pounds lighter, but I'm going to break it down into a manageable chunk, which is to lose 20 pounds within the next 3 to 6 months. So whatever that is, write that down in your journal now for me, please. Okay, so whatever you wrote down, again, I want you to always have that in your mind, because it's going to be very, very important that you always keep that vision in your mind. A vision statement is not just a statement that you write down and then you toss it aside somewhere. It should be posted up everywhere in your house, everywhere in your car, everywhere you look, in your office, at your desk, at work, everywhere, so that you can see it. You could have it on a sticky note, on the mirror, in the bathroom. You could have it posted everywhere you could possibly look, okay? And then the next piece of that is your mission statement. Now, your mission statement will support your vision statement because it will speak to how you intend to achieve your goal. How. Your mission is your how. So my how for being a world-class leader in providing personal and professional development consulting, the way and how I go about doing that is by devising strategies that promote performance excellence and empower others to achieve their personal and professional best. I provide my clients with tools and knowledge to take action, discover potential, embrace change, and ultimately unleash their brilliance. That's my how. And I have many tools and many resources to do that. So your how is going to describe how you intend to go about accomplishing your goal. Your mission statement could look something like, by changing my diet choices, by exercising once or twice a week, or whatever it is you plan to do to accomplish your goal, that's what your mission statement is going to look like, because your mission is what you're going to do. Your what is your vision, and your mission is how you're going to go about doing it. So it's very important that you have that, and I want you to write something down now that speaks to your mission statement, that speaks to the how of going about getting your goal accomplished. And that should be in your journal. Now, it's very important that you, as I stated earlier, that you post your vision statement up everywhere you can see it. It's not as important to post your mission statement up, but you should have it somewhere where you can get to it pretty easily. Now, the other thing that's very important is that it doesn't really matter how much you do every day. It matters that you do something toward your goal every day. Sometimes we really get twisted up in our daily schedules and we get busy and we get caught up, but it's very important that you do something toward your goal every day. That's where your commitment level comes in. You have to be committed. Your personal vision and mission statements, they definitely will help determine how your future is going to look toward accomplishing your goals. And once you have those two statements defined and understood, that is going to help you get to where you want to be. And that's a very critical piece of getting there. These statements are used as a tool. You know, I talked about having the tools for my clients and my mission statement. These statements are tools to encourage you to consciously reflect on who you are and what you're doing. Everything that we talked about over the last 5 weeks has helped you to reflect on who you are, what you're doing, why you're doing it. And this is no different. This aligns with everything else that we discussed. And as you make this progress in these weeks past and these weeks coming up, it is inevitable that you will take many side roads, because that's how life is. Life throws us down some side roads, and you may, I talked about your navigation system, your inner navigation system earlier on in some of the earlier sessions, about your inner map, your mindset, your actions, and your passions and purpose. We talked about that. And sometimes your inner navigation system will break down on you. You know how you punch your destination in your navigation system in your car, and sometimes it doesn't work right? Well, the same thing happens with us. Our inner navigation system may be off, and you'll wander off the path. That happens. And these mission and vision statements will help keep you on track. And that way you won't get ahead of yourself. You won't try to hurry ahead of yourself. You won't jump straight into the action, which is what most people do for New Year resolutions. You won't do that. These will keep you on track. What we're going to do next week will really help you hone in more, and it will help you define more about your goal and how you're going to go about doing it. So it's going to really align well with your vision and your mission, your what and your how in this goal progress. Now, These statements are also helpful when your focus becomes cloudy. Now, when I say cloudy, I think you may know what I'm speaking about, but I don't want to assume that, so I'm going to explain to you. When I say your focus may become cloudy, I'm talking about having a lot of different goals or having a lot of different things on your plate or not being able to set effective boundaries. It's very important that you be able to set effective boundaries and learn how to say no, learn how to step back, learn how to take a step back and focus on your life improvement. You are the only person that you can change. You are the only person who can accomplish your goal for you. No one can do it for you, and no one can force you. But lots of people can be a stumbling block or an obstacle for you if you allow it. And that's why it's very critical and it's very important that you set effective boundaries, not to allow anyone to get in your way and throw you off your track. So that's what I mean when I talk about your focus could become cloudy. So be sure and identify the potential obstacles that are in your life currently. You should know what those are. Do you have an issue with time? Do you have an issue with procrastination? Do you have an issue with people pulling you too many different directions? Do you have an issue with balancing your priorities? Do you have an issue with working too many jobs? Whatever those issues are, you need to identify those issues because these obstacles are going to be a critical component of whether or not you accomplish your goals effectively. So these all need to be written down. I have in my C. Holloway Hill Learning Library, I have audio MP3 programs that address all of these areas. If you're a chronic procrastinator, if you have an issue with time management, any of these things are balancing multiple priorities, work-life balance, all of these things. I know a lot of people get pulled dozens of different directions at work and then a dozen different directions at home, and that can really throw you off track when you're trying to accomplish your own personal goals. But you're not going to be effective in any area of your life unless you first perform and accomplish what it is you need as an individual. Your individual growth is the most important thing that you can take control of and accomplish in your life, because your personal growth is going to determine how well you function at work, how well you function in your relationships, and how well you function in all aspects of your life. So be sure and write down all the obstacles that are in your way that may be preventing you or could possibly prevent you from accomplishing your goals. Now, you should have your what and your how written down. If you don't have your what and your how written down, please do that because these are very important, your mission and vision statements. A lot of people sometimes just write down a vision statement, but they don't have a mission statement. They don't know how they intend to go about accomplishing their goal. So I want to make sure that you do both of those because it doesn't have to be anything long and drawn out. It doesn't have to be 4 or 5 paragraphs long. It just needs to be a couple of sentences of what it is that you want to accomplish and how you intend to do that. Because next week I want to be able to go straight into the actual goal design, how you're going to design your goals, how you're going to lay it out, how you're going to go about using this method, because I have a very effective, proven method for accomplishing your goals, and we're going to really get into that next week. And in the last 30 minutes of the show, from 6:30 to 7, we do our off-site private conference bridge session, and that's where a lot of people will ask questions and they will actually talk about their specific goals. A lot of people are a little gun-shy and don't want to come on the air and talk about their goals, and that's totally understandable. And a lot of you send email notes, and that's fine too. If you want to send me an email note and ask your questions, you can do that. It's Kathy with a C, C-A-T-H-Y, at chollowayhill.com. Okay. So that is really, really good. You have identified who you are, what you want, and why. You have identified your strengths, your weaknesses, your beliefs, and values. You have learned how to replace limiting beliefs with empowering beliefs. You understand your personality profile and how to leverage it. You have identified the areas of your life that are out of balance. You have identified obstacles preventing you from achieving your goals, and you now understand the importance of stepping out of your comfort zone. You know how to do it. And you have just created your personal vision and mission statement. You should be very, very proud of your accomplishments thus far. You have done quite a bit to get to this point. This is week six. You are halfway through having the life of your dreams. This is a very significant point in your development. And I am very, very proud of each and every one of you for accomplishing what you have accomplished to this point. You have made it this far, and there is no doubt in my mind that you are going to continue along this path of accomplishing whatever it is you're trying to achieve for your life. So, again, I say congratulations to you, and I ask you to please join us on the Conference Bridge line from 6:30 to 7. Email me if you don't have the Conference Bridge number, because we would love to have you join us so that you can talk about your specific goals, and I will provide you with a dial-in number and the PIN address of where we're going to be and how to get on the Conference Bridge. So I am going to go ahead and sign off for now so that I can go over to the Conference Bridge and jump on the call. And, again, I want you to make a note. Next week we are going to start outlining our actual steps and the tasks associated with our goal. And that is going to be the method. It's a specific proven method that is very effective for designing your goals. That's what we're going to talk about next week. I want you to be ready. I want you to get those vision and mission statements up all over your house. I want you to put those sticky notes everywhere you can see them, in your car, in your bathroom, on your computer screen, everywhere you can see it on your TV screen, so that when you look everywhere in your house, in your car, in your office at work, in your cubicle, wherever you go, you will be able to see your vision statement. You'll be able to see your mission statement. You'll be able to know exactly what you want. You'll be able to see it in your mind, see it on your written down paper, in your journal, everywhere, because that is what's going to get you to your ultimate goal, which is whatever your goal is, okay? So, again, I am signing off for now. Please join me on the private Conference Bridge number from 6:30 to 7, the second 30 minutes of the show. You guys have been wonderful. Thank you so much for all your email notes. Lots of love to you all. Keep listening. I will see you same time next week with another episode of Designing Your Life Your Way. Good night, everyone.